Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, just one more week to go until the kids are officially off school for the summer holidays, and chaos ensues for many parents who feel the pressure to keep the kids busy and also feel the pressure from the employer at the same time to maintain business as usual. But fear not, because I'm joined by Aoife Lee, who's mum of three and parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Aoife, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
Now, won't it be fantastic for households all around the country when the little lovelies are off school next week? And the pressure from work. So it's an awful lot to juggle for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got all ages, 6, 12, 15, so I've the smallies and the big ones as well. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be said. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to keep everyone busy. And a lot of families, like you say, they're going to continue working over the holidays and managing it when the kids are off. And whether you've got your babies and preschoolers and all the way up to our older teenagers, it can be full on, you know.
Full on. It can be costly as well, because for an awful lot of people who are lucky to have the money, what they do is ship them off to summer camps. Isn't that right? So it's like school, but not everyone can afford that.
Yeah, I found, you know, over the years, working with a lot of working families that, you know, they either, it's not affordable, or else it takes up a lot of or most of their disposable income. And if you've got 3-4 kids, while the selection is vast and there's some fantastic camps, it does end up costing a lot, and they either pick and choose or they have to look at alternatives, you know.
What's wrong with opening the back door and telling them at 9 a.m, don't come back until 1?
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, because I tell you what, growing up in the countryside, I knew all about it. But, I always talk to my clients about, it is okay for our kids to be bored. They need to experience boredom, that life isn't a constant entertainment. And I'm now, sounding like my own mammy. Yeah. But, it's important that our kids get a sense of self-sufficiency, and that the brain doesn't always have to be busy. And I don't say that lightly, but sometimes we feel guilty, thinking, right, what's the next thing, or how do we kind of keep everything going? When it's okay for our kids to experience that boredom as well, because they will find something else to do.
Yeah, it sounds good, though, until they keep rattling at your door when you're trying to do work and saying, I want, help me, do. And then just sometimes it's reassurance that you're there depending on the time. So, yeah, that's good in theory, but sometimes that means that you have to organise activities, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And you know, I always, when supporting families, while it's not always easy, it's about, you know, creating a timeline, a schedule, often working around your annual leave. And hopefully for many listeners, you will get that time off. But working around annual leave is a good starting point. And depending on the ages of the kids can often determine the plan from, let's say, the summer camps or day trips, or childminding from family and friends. And then for the older kids, I've a teenager myself, and they want to be more independent, more flexible, and encouraging that independence in their day and that purpose. But start having the chats with the kids now, and acknowledging like that there's not going to be the constant entertainment either, you know.
What about the rules that we usually have in terms of TVs or iPads or whatever, games, screen games? Like, are there all of those rules out the window at this time of year?
I think we need to cut ourselves a bit of slack, because devices, whether they're gaming consoles, phones, tablets, whatever they may be, they will be out more. However, I think it's also important to maintain some sense of boundaries and expectations. It's very common and natural for our kids to push the boundaries, particularly when we're in holiday mode. But it's more so that, you know, everyone knows where they stand, and it often can prevent less arguments. But like that, it is about devices and when they can be used. The sweet treats and the staying up at night. And again, once we have a sense of what those expectations are and communicate with the kids on that and have them part of that conversation, the more willing they will be to cooperate with us, again, within reason.
I have another winning strategy for you, Eva. Do you want? You just say to the kids over breakfast, do you want to visit Granny and Grandad?
You know what? They are the angels in disguise, in fairness.
Oh, they are. My God, they are. But is there an over-reliance on Granny and Grandad, I wonder?
Look, you know, it's safe to say that nowadays there's a lot of families relying on family and friends and neighbours. And the reality of the childcare crisis in the country has meant that this has been the case. And for many, fantastic support of close family and friends that are prepared to be there, whether it be an emergency or whether it's a planned arrangement. This is going to be a different situation for all families. And I think the saying goes with grandparents, I love them, but I'm happy to hand them back at the end of the day. So it's a win-win for everyone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I really despise the fact that you seem organised and calm and in control.
Listen, can I just tell you, the countdown is for next week. I've already had a teenager off the last few weeks, although he is finding himself a little bit of work and he's delighted with himself. But
Okay. Like
everyone else, I am anticipating, I know not everything is going to go to plan, and it's important that we, you know, manage those expectations, mm-hmm. that there will be moments of, oh God, this is not the way it's meant to be. And so it is important that we allow ourselves both be flexible and set those expectations, you know, what's a priority and what's not.
Okay.
And that's the reality.
I think that's pretty common sense and good advice. Aoife Lee, mum of three, as I say, and parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you.